listening to the Survival in Motion podcast. Learn, adapt, prepare, survive.
Hello, everyone. This is author Cal Wilson. Another episode of Survival in Motion. And I just had a pretty awkward experience at our weekly Bible study and had nothing to do with the Bible. But I thought I would talk about it a little bit today because it's made me make a couple of decisions about, I call it my car everyday carry or my car console everyday carry. You know, those things in the car that are just within reach. And in my case, it's right next to the gear shift. And for many years, I've had a really high quality multi-tool, a Leatherman multi-tool in its case, right there next to my gear shift. And it's come in handy for a long time. If you need a knife, it's there. If you need a scissor, it's there. If you need just about any tool from the toolbox, reach for your multi-tool and it's there. You know, screwdriver, Phillips head, whatever. So I'm happy that I have that, and that's been a long time staple of my everyday carry of my car console area. Anyway, let me back up a little bit and explain what happened and why it motivated me to add to that car console everyday carry. A couple Sundays ago at church, the leaders of every Bible study introduced themselves to the church, you know, on the stage and said where they meet, what night of the week they meet, and what they're studying now. Anyway, apparently there was a homeless woman who introduced herself to the leader of our Bible study. And the leader of our Bible study invited her to come over. Now, that's fine. And there's nothing automatically suspect about a homeless person. But anyway, this person was immediately invited. And the next evening's Bible study, when we were all there, this homeless woman came and joined the Bible study. Now, we have Bible study at the home of a widow who lives alone. And I don't want to say this woman is rolling in dough, but it's pretty apparent that when you walk into the house that this widow is not hurting for money. So we're all sitting there at Bible study and having a pretty good Bible study for the most part. This homeless woman speaks up a couple times and says a couple of totally off-the-wall comments. And the leader of the Bible study is being diplomatic and trying to treat him seriously. And it was kind of awkward. There was one moment that was kind of funny because my wife was sitting across the room and this homeless woman said one of these bizarre things. And I just sat still, but my one eyebrow just went way up. And my wife was watching me and started laughing. Anyway, at one point, and this is normal, at one point the homeless woman got up and went to the restroom and came back and rejoined the Bible study. Anyway, at the end of the Bible study, everybody was getting up to leave and go in their various cars and leave the area. And I hung around late, and I did go to the restroom myself, and I noticed that the window had been left open, which got me suspicious. And then I hung around late. I was one of the last people to leave. And I went up to the leader of the Bible study, and I said, you know, I'm feeling really nervous about that homeless woman who came tonight. Like I said, it's not just that she's homeless. It's just that she might have had a screw loose and might have had some plans for breaking into that house later. And I'm leaving out some other details, but I'm trying to get on with the story here. Anyway, the Bible study leader said, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, and he left. Now, a day or two later, he was a real stand-up guy and sent out an email apologizing for the whole episode. So he was a stand-up guy about it, and I'm not criticizing him. But like I said, I was one of the last people to leave, and as I left, the homeless woman apparently had parked her real beat-up pickup truck around the side of the house in a stretch of the street where there were no streetlights. And so I drove by that truck several times. It was nighttime, trying to see if anybody was inside that truck. And I couldn't see that anybody was inside it. There was no license plate on the front of the truck, which is illegal, but, you know, it's not a jailable offense. It's just, you know, that'll get you a ticket, just FYI. Apparently there was a license plate on the back, but it was so dark, I was not able to see it as I drove by, and I wish at that point that I had a flashlight in the car. So I drove by several times, And like I said, it was late. And just then, I noticed some guy walking down the street, walking his dog at 10:30, which is strange. And I found out later that that guy was part of the neighborhood watch, and they were on top of this, too. Four doors down, there was a deputy sheriff who lived there, too, and they were apparently on the phone keeping track of what's going on and what's not going on. Anyway, during one of the passes, when I drove by, like the fourth time I drove by that pickup truck, the lights went on and it drove away. And almost immediately after it drove out of the subdivision, some cops pulled it over, and I don't know what happened at that point. So anyway, the bottom line is this. I did not have a flashlight within reach. And so since then, I've decided that I'm going to have, in addition to this multi-tool right next to my gear shift, I selected a 140 lumen little flashlight. It's about 1.5 times the length of my middle finger, and it's black and it's metal. And it's a good flashlight. You can zoom it in or pan it back, and you can do a lot of things with the light there. You turn it on and off by this thing at the very back of it, which is handy. It runs off of 3 AAA batteries, and if you've read my book, the brand for rechargeable batteries is Eneloop, E-N-E-L-O-O-P. I have found that the best home charger for rechargeable batteries is, the brand is La Crosse. Both of these are available on Amazon. I'll have the links available in the show notes. Anyway, so that was the addition to my car console everyday carry, I'll call it that. Another thing, I have a concealed carry permit, and I have a handgun in my glove compartment. But I know it's possible, but I've been in marginal situations regarding safety. I'm not talking about this homeless woman. I'm just talking about in general. And it's convinced me that I'm glad I have the handgun in the glove compartment, but also I'd like to have something less. Something so where if I'm just not sure about the situation, there might be some danger involved, that I can pull out something a little bit less than a gun when a gun is not really called for. So long as I'm adding to my car console everyday carry, I thought what I would do is I'd get this flashlight, which has a strap on it, and then I'd also get a little pepper spray thing. It's $10 each one. It's a little black plastic thing. The company is Saber. And I'd say it's about the length of my middle finger, which is appropriate because when you use it, you're kind of flipping somebody off as you hose down their face with pepper spray. And like I said, this was $10 each. The flashlight, by the way, is $9 for one or $11 for two. So the flashlight is more worth it if you buy two of them, especially if you have two cars in the family. So both of our cars now have a multi-tool right next to the gear shift and also a pepper sprayer and this flashlight. And the flashlight has the strap that's connected to the keychain that's a part of the pepper spray thing. This flashlight, the brand is Cree, C-R-E-E, and I think the model is Lee, L-E. Which, yeah, oh yeah, somebody might say it's named after Robert E. Lee. So who knows how long it'll be for sale at Amazon before some people start protesting. But so yeah, that's what I've added to my car console everyday carry. One other thing I wanted to mention, it's not exactly related. The flooding in Houston brought news of this police officer who drowned in his car after it was submerged. That was heartbreaking news, and I don't know any of the details. But I have to think that that police officer was able to break open the window. Why he was not able to get out, I don't know. But one thing our cars also have in the glove compartment is this little orange plastic. It looks like a little hammer. And so in our family, if somebody's driving and for some reason they wind up submerged, they know to just open the glove compartment, grab that orange hammer, bash open the window, and that hammer also has a little blade that will enable you to slice open the seatbelt if the seatbelt is not cooperating. So that's another thing to add to your car safety there. Back to the Bible study, this reminds me of a joke that somebody told at the end of that Bible study, and I'll pass it along to you, lucky you. And that is, there was a new pastor at a small town church, And he decided to go to the homes of all the church members and meet everybody of this new church and get to know them a little bit in their home setting. Anyway, he came to this one house, and he knew somebody was home. There was a warm car in the driveway. There was just all this indicia of movement around the house. And so he knocked on the door, no answer. He rung the doorbell, no answer, and knocked again, no answer. Clearly somebody was home, they're just not answering the door. So he pulled out a business card and wrote on the back of it, Revelation 3:20. Revelation 3:20. And he kind of wedged it into the in the crack of the door there. And Revelation 3:20 was part of our Bible study that night, by the way. And it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody opens the door, I will come in and sup with them, and they will sup with me." Probably mangling that Bible verse, but that's the gist of it. The next Sunday, he gave a sermon. It was a church service, and the pastor was part of that committee that gets the offering plate, and then they count it up and then prepare it for deposit at the bank. Anyway, that same business card came back in the offering plate, and below Revelation 3:20, somebody had written Genesis 3:10. And so the pastor knew approximately what that was. Anyway, somebody looked it up and it said, "I heard you in the garden, but I was really afraid because I was naked, so I hid." So I thought that was a pretty good joke. Anyway, I hear the music, so our time is up. Hope you enjoyed this episode and found it informative and educational. And I hope you laughed with me, not at me. Thank you for joining me, and God bless.